In the book of Romans, the Bible tells us, pay your taxes. We are commanded as good citizens to pay our taxes. And Jesus said, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar, and unto God the things that are God's. Now, if all of a sudden you get an idea, God told me to not pay my taxes this year, that wasn't God.
Where we are at any given moment makes a big difference in whether or not cell phone calls, text messages, or emails are able to reach us. And that's a lot like our relationship with God. Where we are in our spiritual walk determines whether or not God is able to get through to us. This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, we continue in a series called Hearing the Voice of God. In these powerful lessons, Rick is teaching us how we can truly hear from the Lord, making it so much easier to know and do His will for our lives. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get a copy of the Most Requested Messages by Pastor Rick Warren, Volume 3, a 6-message collection you will definitely want to add to your audio library. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000 while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called Recognizing God's Voice.
When I get an idea in my mind, how do I know where that idea came from, that impression, that thought? How do I know it didn't come from the devil or it came from the bad burrito I ate last night or it came from my own thoughts? I just thought it up. I mean, you talk to yourself all the time. I talk to myself all the time. I am my own best friend. And you're talking, you have a running conversation with you throughout the day. How do I look? How do I feel? What's going on? How should I handle that? Respond to that. And it's very easy to sometimes be confused on, is this God telling me to do this? Or is this just something I want to do? Do you know what I'm talking about? Is this really just my idea? Or did God give me this idea? Or did it come to the devil? Or is it some bad tape that I'm playing in the past? It is extremely important you know how to discern when it's God talking to you. Because if you don't, it can be fatal. The Bible says this. If you take out your message notes on Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. What you think is the right road may lead to death. In other words, it can be fatal. And, a lot of evil gets blamed on God when people say, well, God told me to do this. The Bible says in 1 John 4:1, don't believe every message you hear just because someone says it's a message from God. Test it first to see if it really is. Circle the phrase, test it. That's what we're going to talk about this weekend. I want you to learn 7 ways to test an impression from the Bible. It's a very important and practical message so that you can know how to test a message from God. Because the fact is, one moment you can get an idea from God, and the next moment you can get an idea from Satan in a split second. Let me give you a classic example of it. One day, Jesus is with his 12 disciples, and he turns to Peter, one of the 12, and he says, Peter, who do you say that I am? And Peter says, well, Lord, you are the Christ. You are the Messiah. You are the Son of the living God. And Jesus looks straight at Peter, and he says, right on, Pete. He says, you have spoken the truth. He said, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you. In other words, Peter, that idea didn't come from you. That idea came from God. He said, you're right. You spoke the truth. I am the Son of God. And that idea that was put in your mind came from God. It wasn't revealed by flesh and blood. Immediately, Jesus says to Peter, now, Peter, I've got to go to Jerusalem and I'm going to be crucified and I'm going to die there. And Peter immediately says, that's nonsense, Lord. You can't let them do that to you. And not 5 seconds later, Jesus looks at Peter and says, "Get behind me, Satan." What's he saying? He said, that thought didn't come from God. That thought, Peter, that you just spoke came from the devil. That's how quick you can miss it. 1 minute you can be saying, "You're right. That thought came from God, and upon this rock, this truth, I will build my church." And the very next second, you're saying something, and Jesus looks and says, "Peter, you didn't get that one from God. That's the devil." Because the devil did not want Jesus to die, because in dying on the cross, he would die for the sins of mankind and allow our salvation. And he didn't want that to happen in that way. And knowing that, he said, that thought is from the devil. Now, how do you know? Well, he says, test it. Look at the next verse. Jesus said in John 7:17, anyone who wants to do God's will. Now, that's the key. You got to want to be willing to do it in advance. Anyone who wants to do God's will can test this teaching and know whether it's from God or whether I'm making it up. Jesus says, you know what? You can test what I say, and you can then know for sure that it's from God. Now, how do you do that? Well, that's what we're going to look at. We're going to look at 7 ways to test an impression. Now, these 7 tests form a filter. And if you get an idea from God, or you get an idea in your mind, you're going, now, did I just think that up? Or is that from the devil? Or is that some old tape that my great grandmother said or something? Or is that really from the Holy Spirit? You test it by these 7 tests. And if it passes all 7, then you can know for certain it's from God. Now, you can't pick and choose. You can't say, well, that passed test 1, 3, 5, and 7, but it didn't pass 2, 4, and 6. No, it's got to pass all 7. But if an idea that you have passes all 7 tests, then you can know absolutely certain, and God wants you to know this, that you have heard from God.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, I'd like to connect you with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com, or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, that's the word daily to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
So many people request copies of Rick's teachings every day for their personal audio libraries. And there are hundreds of messages that are asked for over and over again. That's why Pastor Rick has put together a brand new collection of his most requested teachings. It's called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 3. If you've been listening to this broadcast for a while, some of these message titles are sure to ring a bell. Messages include Becoming Best Friends with God, Building a Strong Spirit, What Are You Fighting For, How Much You Matter to God, Learning to Be Both Fast and Slow, and Daring to Wait on God. This hand-selected 6-message collection is available in a boxed CD set or as high-quality downloadable MP3s. They're yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Get your copy of The Most Requested Sermons by Pastor Rick Warren, Volume 3, right now by going to PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or 800-600-5004. Thanks in advance for your support. Your gift helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world.
Once again, here's Rick.
All right, let's look at these 7 tests from the Bible. The first test, there's 7 questions. The first question is, does it agree with the Bible? Does the idea that I've got in my mind right now, that thought, that impression, does it agree with the Bible? Because God's will never contradict God's word. What he's already said. God doesn't say one thing and then change his mind and say another thing. If he said it, it's true, and it will always be true. See, God is consistent. God isn't moody. God doesn't change his mind. God will never tell you to violate a principle that he's already given in his word, the Bible. the Word of God. He won't tell you to ignore this book. He'll never tell you to disobey this book. So the first question you ask is, does this line up with what God has already said? And if what I have in my mind contradicts something God has already said, then I know I'm wrong, that it didn't come from God, because truth is eternal. Notice these verses, Luke 21:33. Jesus says, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never," circle that, "never pass away." God's word is eternal. The earth isn't eternal. The universe isn't eternal, but God's word is eternal because truth never changes. If something was true 5,000 years ago, it was true 1,000 years ago. It is true today, and it will be true 5,000 years from today because truth doesn't change. Opinions change. Science changes. Scientific discoveries change. I mean, the science textbook's out of date almost instantly the moment it's, who wants to buy last year's, computer book? It's out of date. But God's word doesn't change, and truth never changes. In fact, if it's new, it's not true. What do you mean by that? I'm saying it's always, if it's true, it's been around forever. We just discover it. For instance, many years ago, we discovered that the world was round. Prior to that, people believed the world was flat. Now, the world was never flat. It's always been round. It's always been round even when we didn't believe it was round. Okay? It was true whether you believe it or not. People say, God said it, that I believe it, that settles it. Well, no. God said it, that settles it whether you believe it or not. Because God cannot lie. I lie, you lie, but God cannot lie. And so God always tells you the truth. And if he told you in this book to do something, then he's never going to contradict it. So the first question I ask is this idea in harmony with the Word of God? For instance, let me give you some examples. In the book of Romans, the Bible tells us, pay your taxes. We are commanded as good citizens to pay our taxes. And Jesus said, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar and unto God the things that are God's. Now, if all of a sudden you get an idea, God told me to not pay my taxes this year. That wasn't God. Okay, that wasn't God. Because God has already said, pay your taxes, and he's not going to contradict it. If I go over here to the book of Proverbs, there's a bunch of principles for how to have a successful business in the book of Proverbs. And one of the principles is God says, I bless businesses with integrity. Businesses that are fair in every business dealing, businesses that are just, businesses that are honest. And so if you get an idea that, well, you know what, I could make a little bit bigger profit this year. If I just shaved a little, I know it wouldn't be quite right. If I was a little dishonest, my profits could increase. That idea did not come from God because it contradicts what God has already said. The Bible tells us that sex is not dirty. Sex is holy. God thought it up. It was his idea. And God created sex to be the glue between a husband and a wife. And many times in Scripture, God says sex is to be reserved only for a husband and a wife in the bonds of a marriage. Now, you may not like that, but it doesn't make it untrue. And you may say, well, I want to go out and have sex with whoever I want to have sex with. Well, fine, but you didn't get that idea from God. That's your idea. And don't say, God told me to go have sex with that person, because he didn't. That's a good pickup line. Going to a bar, God told me you're to have sex with me, right? Well, that's the God card. You don't play the God card in dating, okay, all right? Now, the Bible says that even if some angel showed up and came along and said, oh, by the way, I've got some new revelation. I've got some stuff to add to this book. Yeah, that's good, but here's the new stuff. This is the new revised, and we're going to update it. We're going to give you one or two or more other books besides the Bible. God says, you know, that's not right. In fact, here's what the Bible says, Galatians chapter 1. Let God's curse fall on anyone, including myself, Paul says, who preaches any other message. Even if an angel comes from heaven and preaches any other message, says, no, no, the Bible's not enough. You got to add this to it. You got to add this revelation. You got to add this book. You got to add this thought. If anybody else adds to it, he goes, let him be cursed. The Bible says this again in Revelation. You may not add to what God has already said. What am I saying? The vast majority of God's will for your life is already here. It's right here in this book. Now, the second test is just as important. All seven of these are important. The second test is, when I get an idea, I ask, does this make me more like Christ? Does this idea make me more like Christ? Jesus is the standard by which I evaluate every thought, every idea, every philosophy, every opinion, every fad, every opinion. I hold it up against Jesus Christ. Why? Because God's purpose in your life is to make you like Jesus. We've talked about this many times. Why doesn't God just take you to heaven? Why did God put you on earth for 80 years and then take you to heaven? Why doesn't he just create you and take you to heaven? Why does he put you here on earth for 80 years? You ever thought about that? I mean, he could have just taken you straight to heaven. He put you here because life is a test and a trust and a temporary assignment. He wants you to practice the things you're going to do in heaven, and he wants you to become like Jesus Christ in character. That's going to involve some problems and going through the things Jesus went through. Now, life is tough. Everybody agree with that? Life is hard because nothing works on this planet correctly. Everything is broken. Every body is broken. Every mind is broken. Every relationship is broken. There is nothing perfect. There's no perfect marriage, no perfect economy, no perfect church, no perfect country. The weather is broken. We just saw that this week. The environment is broken, all because of sin. Heaven is going to be the place where we relax and have fun. Right now, God is more interested in your character than your comfort. And he wants you to grow up and become like Jesus. Now, look at these verses. The Bible says, in your lives, you must think and act like Jesus Christ. God says, Jesus is the model. And in the next verse, we take every thought captive. In other words, we test every thought. We test every thought so it's obedient to Christ. So we ask, it means that when I get an idea, the first thing I ask is, now would Jesus do this? Would Jesus think this? Would Jesus feel this way? Would Jesus act this way? Because he's the standard. He's the second filter. What would Jesus do is a good question. It's a good question. Because I want to be like Christ. Now, God gives a specific checklist. Because you say, well, what's Jesus like? Well, he's the fruit of the Spirit. God says Jesus is love and he's joy and he's peace and he's patience and kindness and gentleness and goodness and meekness and self-control. But here's another passage I want us to look at. James chapter 3 gives us some things that Jesus is and some things that Jesus isn't. And if you get an idea, this is a good filter or grid to test the idea. If you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition, such wisdom, in other words, those thoughts, those ideas, those impressions, such, quote, wisdom, that's of the devil. You know where those ideas came from. The wisdom that comes from God, the ideas, the impressions, the thoughts that come from God, that wisdom is pure, it's peace-loving, it's considerate, it's submissive and full of mercy. It's impartial and sincere.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. And while you're there, be sure and sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional and check out all the other great resources available to you at PastorRick.com. Rick will be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. So many people request copies of Rick's teachings every day for their personal audio libraries, and there are hundreds of messages that are asked for over and over again. That's why Pastor Rick has put together a brand new collection of his most requested teachings. It's called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 3. Now, if you've been listening to this broadcast for a while, some of these message titles are sure to ring a bell. Messages include becoming best friends with God, building a strong spirit, what are you fighting for, how much you matter to God, learning to be both fast and slow, and daring to wait on God. This hand-selected six-message collection is available in a box CD set or as high-quality downloadable MP3s. They're yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Get your copy of the Most Requested Sermons by Pastor Rick Warren, Volume 3, right now by going to PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or 800-600-5004. And thanks in advance for your support. Your gift helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
I want to take a minute and tell you how important your support is to Daily Hope. Your generosity, when you give to Daily Hope, you're helping us take the message of Jesus Christ literally all around the world into many places where there aren't missionaries or churches. These are called unreached tribes. Now, I'm sure you're familiar with the refugee crisis around the world. Literally, millions of people have been displaced from their homes, particularly in the Middle East and in North Africa, because of civil wars and violence. One of those places is South Sudan, where over 200,000 people are living in refugee camps. Now, when people are under tension and in transition, they are more open to the gospel than at any other time. These people who are living in refugee camps right now need the hope of Jesus Christ and the gospel. And so one of the things we're doing is distributing solar-powered radios to family groups living inside refugee camps in Sudan and in other places. Now, these solar radios actually include an audio Bible that they can listen to because many of them can't read. They include many of my Bible teaching sermons. We've even been able to include some worship music. And we've also pre-tuned these radios to the Adjumani radio station. Now, the Adjumani radio station is the only Christian station that broadcasts into South Sudan to these tribes that are living in refugee camps in terrible conditions. But this way, families can listen to Christian teaching. Now, when you help Daily Hope Radio and Daily Hope Broadcast, we're not only broadcasting across America, but in places like South Sudan, where the station airs our program three times a day. And we are told that many, many people are coming to Christ in this war zone as they listen to these Daily Hope broadcasts. So thanks. Thanks to you. Now, let me just read you one testimony that we've received. Here's a note from a woman who's living in a refugee camp there in South Sudan. She said, my name is Joyce, and I'm from the Central Equatorial State in South Sudan. I lost all five of my children and my beloved husband. This is in the civil war that was going on there, as well as our family possessions during the recent fighting in the capital of Juba. She said, I had planned to commit suicide. There's somebody who needs hope. When I listened to Rick Warren's broadcast, the one called When You Feel Like Giving Up, I got inspired and I dropped the idea of taking my life that very night. And I'll continue to pray God to bless this great preacher and thank you for giving me hope. Joyce, we're happy to do that. And I want to say it's because of the listeners who are giving faithfully every month to Daily Hope. Do you realize that when you give to Daily Hope, you're helping reach people like Joyce? She was going to commit suicide in a refugee camp. Now, isn't God amazing how when you just give what you can give, God takes it and he multiplies it and we reach out to people that none of us could reach on our own. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to pray for Joyce. And today I want you to pray for all of the people who are in refugee camps and pray that we'll be able to continue to give away these solar-powered radios. We'll be able to continue to broadcast on these stations, taking the good news of Jesus Christ and hope to people who need it the most desperately. It's your sacrificial giving. It's your prayer support that makes this possible. So thank you for whatever you can do. And God bless you, my friends.
Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.